Open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6 as we return tonight to our study of the Lord's Prayer and come to the fourth petition. Matthew chapter 6, we're reading from verse 9 down to verse 13. And again, let's, with care and gratitude, hear God's word. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. That is the living and abiding Word of God, and we fully trust that He will bless the reading, preaching, and hearing of it this evening. Well, we come now to this fourth petition: Give us this day our daily bread. And if you remember, in the first three petitions, our minds were really lifted toward God and toward His glory. There is a loftiness about those first three petitions. And we saw that there's a wonderful logical flow and interconnectedness between them. There's a wonderful depth to them. Our minds are elevated toward our great Father in heaven. Have you ever thought about that after those first three petitions that seem so lofty, so glorious, that now with this fourth petition, that loftiness seems to be lost as we ask for bread? It can seem a bit out of place, where that progression of loftiness is lost and we're kind of brought back down to earth with a thud. But it's not out of place at all. It reflects the intimate care of the Lord, of our Heavenly Father, for His creatures whom He loves. God created us, and He knows that we are body and soul. He knows that we have spiritual needs, but He knows that we have physical needs as well, and He seeks to sustain us in both of those areas. And it's really remarkable when you think about it that this all-powerful, mighty God in heaven is concerned about His creatures. He is concerned about our most basic needs. And moreover, this petition, I think, acknowledges above all our complete dependence upon God. Give us this day our daily bread. Teaches us of our daily need to depend on Him and look to Him. Matthew Henry insightfully pointed out that the reason that this request for our physical needs is placed here is, quote, that our natural well-being is necessary for our spiritual well-being in this world. In other words, God gives us the physical things of this life, the necessities of this life, to strengthen us and enable us to carry out our spiritual duties. That's what we sung in that opening psalm, in Psalm 104. And because these physical things are given by God, that means they should be used to serve Him. And so the logical flow is still there. God gives us food and clothing, health, physical strength. And why does He do that? So that we may glorify Him, that we may hallow His name, that we may proclaim His kingdom, that we may do His will. In the words of the Catechism, in this petition we are asking God His free gift to give us a competent portion of the good things of this life that we may enjoy His blessing in them. And so let's unpack this petition. We'll do so under five headings that not all are mine. I did steal them from a commentator who's more clever than I am. But let's first think about the substance, bread. What is it that we are asking for here? Now again, we are confronted with this idea that we have been created with needs. I think in many ways it's part and parcel of us being creatures. We need food, we need water, we need sleep, we need shelter. And after the fall, our needs became even greater. After the fall, we need clothes, we need shelter, we need government, law enforcement to protect us from evil people. And so in this petition, we are asking that God would give us these necessities, these things that we need. And so while this certainly encompasses our food, it goes far beyond that. Bread in the ancient world was a general term used to refer to the necessities of life. Martin Luther wrote, "Everything necessary for the preservation of life is bread, including food, a healthy body, good weather, a house, a home, wife, children, good government, and peace." And so Jesus is teaching us to ask Him for the basic necessities of life, and we are expected that God will provide these things. And that's really amazing when you think about it, that the God who created this universe cares for us and provides for us. And I think in this vein, we can say something that I think would offend much of the world, and that is, we have no right to bread. We live in a society that is obsessed with rights. People think it's their right to food and clothing, a home, to health care, and the list goes on. But the Bible teaches something very politically incorrect in this regard. It tells us that people born into this world have the right to one thing, and that is judgment. The only thing that we have a right to is damnation. We have no right to the good things of this life, even the basic necessities of food and clothing. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed by His wrath. Because of sin, we have forfeited our right to the good things in this life. And that means that this petition requires a humble posture from us. This is a mercy. We are to recognize that it is a mercy. That every bit of food we eat, every necessity that the Lord provides for us is a testimony to the great mercy of our God to undeserving sinners like you and me. And that's why Christians throughout the ages have followed Christ's example by praying and asking God to bless their food, thanking Him for it, acknowledging Him as the source of that food that we don't deserve. Every time we eat, we are reminded of God's provision, His goodness, His mercy to us. And we know it so often becomes a formality for us, but it shouldn't be. It should be a profound act of worship, thanksgiving to our great God who has provided us all these things that we do not deserve. And so What are we asking for? We're asking for food to nourish us. We're asking for shelter, for clothing, for godly rulers, all the necessities of this life. And Jesus here is encouraging us to ask for these things even though we are undeserving of them. But secondly, we need to acknowledge the source. We're making this petition to our Father in heaven. And it reminds us that God is indeed the sustainer of our life. That He's the source of our food, of all of our necessity of life. And so in this petition, we are acknowledging and we're turning to Him as the source of these good things. It's an acknowledgement that if we are going to have these necessities, then God must give them. Now, we might think that that goes without saying, but I think that's easier for us to forget than we may realize. I think in our day and age with technology and the vast amount of food and how we can very conveniently get the necessities that we need, I think it's now more than ever easier for us to forget that God is the source of these things, that we are not self-sufficient. The psalmist says of the unbeliever that God is not in all his thoughts. And I think it's very easy for us, when it comes to the necessities of life, these things that we are able to so easily get, it's easy for us for God not to be in our thoughts. Food has become denatured. One commentator noted a study where there were people surveyed that didn't know that milk came from cows. When they were asked where it came from, they said from a carton. And I know that's an extreme example, but as food kind of becomes denatured, we tend to view man as the source of these necessities. And so we would do well to remind ourselves that God is the source of all these blessings. You know, I think the disruptions that we experienced in the supply chains, the shortages of food and of goods, I think it gives us a small taste, a small reminder that we are not sufficient, that we are not the source of these necessities. That means this prayer is not just a petition, but it's an affirmation. We're asking for God to provide, but we're also affirming that every good thing comes from Him. He is the source. But thirdly, think about the supplication. And what's the supplication? Give. Give us this day our daily bread. The Lord is teaching us to ask. This is a supplication. A supplication is asking humbly and earnestly for something. The Lord is encouraging us to ask. And I think that too is a privilege that is easy to overlook. Not only do we not have the right to the necessities of this life because of our sin, but we don't have a right to even ask for them. We see this in our judicial system. You break the law, you lose your rights. And if you go to a prison, you're not going to hear many incarcerated people asking a prison guard saying, "Hey, can I go out and catch a movie this afternoon?" They know that they have lost the right to even ask for such a thing. And friends, how much more do we, the sinners who have broken God's law, who have rebelled against Him, how much more have we forfeited that right to even ask? Here again is a token of the Lord's mercy. He graciously and mercifully teaches His children to ask Him. He encourages us to ask for these things. And I think this invites the question, especially for us as American citizens, why should we be asking for something that we have in such abundance? We might think this prayer made sense for a first century person where people were paid in daily wages and disaster was really just around the corner. Sickness or injury could mean disaster. But why should we pray this prayer when we have these things in such abundance? I think first we ask this because the necessities of life could be taken from us at any moment. It happens every day. Someone loses everything. They lose their home. They lose their ability to work, to earn a living. And so by asking God for this daily supply of our temporal needs, we're acknowledging our complete dependency upon Him. But secondly, even though we have these things in abundance, we need to pray this petition because what we have and what the Lord gives us will not profit us unless He makes those things to bless us. It's God who gives the food, but it's God who makes it to nourish our bodies. For many people, food becomes not a blessing, but a curse. The abundance of food is their undoing. Think about money. We need money to live. But how many people have destroyed their lives because of the love of money? And that means that even in times of abundance, even when things are plentiful, we should pray. We should pray that the Lord would give us what we need and cause those things to bless us. But we also should pray this prayer, even though we have all of these things in abundance, because when we pray this way, this petition goes far beyond our own personal needs. Give us this day our daily bread. It's a corporate prayer. This goes far beyond us. We are praying toward others. The Lord is teaching us compassion towards others. And so when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we're not just praying for ourselves, but we're praying for our brothers and sisters across this earth, most of whom have much less than we do. And so love demands that we make this supplication. But fourthly, let's think about the seekers, us. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, as I pointed out already, that God created us with a need for food. He made us so that we have to seek after food. And from the beginning, food has been a critical part of our existence. And in fact, food, interestingly, has been an area around which man has been able to demonstrate his obedience and his dependence on God. And that could be a whole study in and of itself, but think about the covenant of works or the covenant of life. And in that first covenant with Adam, the test of obedience revolved around what? Food. The Lord said, "You shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." The manna in the wilderness was given for the purpose of testing the people, not primarily for sustenance, but as a test of their faith and their obedience to God. Exodus 16:4 said, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Behold, I'm about to rain bread from heaven, for you and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, that they may walk in my law.'" Food, the necessities of this life, these are very ordinary, simple areas in which the Lord calls us to depend on Him. He desires that we seek our daily bread from Him. If you are a child of God, then you recognize that He is your Creator, your Sustainer, that He is the one that provides all of your needs. And in making us to have to seek after food, it's as though it is a constant, almost hourly reminder of our need to seek after Jesus Christ. That leads us finally to the schedule. And this is really underlined in this petition. It would have been sufficient to pray, "Give us our daily bread." Notice the repetition, "Give us this day our daily bread," or it literally reads, "Give us this day our bread for today." Now, this commentators think this referred to a soldier's daily rations, which really wasn't much. It was very basic, just enough for one day. But it's also likely here that Jesus' words hearken back to the manna in the wilderness. And the people were commanded to gather only what? A day's portion. It was designed to test them, to teach them of their daily dependence upon God. And here we're taught where our focus should be. When it comes to the necessities of this life, these things that we need, we're not to worry, we're not to be preoccupied with the future. In fact, Jesus, in just a few verses, will address that. "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear." This schedule is daily, a day-by-day dependence upon God, seeking after Him. And with this daily schedule, the Lord protects us from two extremes. And listen to these two extremes that are mentioned in Proverbs 30, verses 8 and 9. "Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." The Lord is protecting us. He's teaching us contentedness. He's teaching us that we are not to ask for abundance, but for sufficiency. God created us with needs. Needs that remind us of our daily need for Him. And perhaps the reason the Lord created us with these daily needs is so that we can be constantly reminded of our spiritual needs. He created us with that need for physical food. It's a constant reminder to us of our consistent daily need for Christ our Savior. This petition shows us that God is concerned with our necessities, with our basic needs. But our daily need for food should consistently point us to our daily need for Jesus Christ. And just as the Lord created us with a need for food. It's not just some mechanical thing we do when we eat. The Lord made food to taste good. We find joy in eating. And I think that too tells us so much about our Savior, that yes, we need Him daily. He is the bread of life, but He is where joy is to be found. And so let's hear again the call and the promise of Jesus as we think about our physical bread. May we learn to think about the bread that came down from heaven. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Amen. Lord, we thank You for Your abundant provision for us as Your people. Lord, You have indeed sustained us and walked with us and provided the things that we need. Lord, we pray that we might learn to trust You day by day, even as we think as a congregation about our need for a building. Lord, we pray that we might call upon You day by day, recognizing that even that necessity You are concerned about and You will provide for in Your good time. But Lord, we pray that You might never let us get lost or preoccupied by our earthly needs. But every time we put food to our mouth or put a drink to our lips, Lord, that we might be reminded of our great need for Jesus Christ, and that we might find great joy in Your provision of Him. And Lord, as we worship You each Lord's Day, as we have worship in our households, Lord, we pray that we would feed on You by faith, that You would sustain us, that You would fill us up with Your joy. We pray for the glory of Christ. Amen.